Walking the halls of UK Aware, it's an environmental, eco, sustainability, everything to do with green issues seems to be here. I bought presents for my friends who I'm staying with. I bought some cups. I just got really carried away. I'm with Kim at the fantastic Green Thing stand. People who don't know about Green Thing, this little funny, quirky logo popped up on my radar about 3 months ago. And it was on Vimeo and very high quality videos. Kim, tell me a little bit about your involvement with it. You used to work at Yahoo, so they must have thought, "Bloomin' hell, let's definitely get her on a team for the distribution side." Tell me what you do day to day.
So I was at Yahoo doing the CSR policy there. So it involved 6 websites across Europe. So I got involved with the Green Thing almost when it launched, which is about 2.5 years ago, to help them, as you say, with their distribution. But most of Green Thing's content is digital, and the mantra behind Green Thing is creativity versus climate change. So it's coming up with cool little videos or pieces of music or engaging bits of content that we can distribute digitally and basically encourage people to change their behaviour in a sustainable way.
So do you find that it's about being creative with the amount of time that you have the eyeball share, if you like, using the social networks like Facebook and Twitter and various other things to get the message out. Where do you see Green Thing going? What distribution partners would you like to work with?
Well, anyone that would like to have us, really.
I'm absolutely sure they would love to have you, Kim. I'm positive of that.
So we are, as I said, most of our stuff is primarily digital, but we're branching out into sort of offline stuff. So we have a product called Glove Love, which is, you can see some of them hanging around the store, which is where people around the country, and actually internationally as well, have sent us single gloves that they found.
Wow.
Because we've realised that this is a kind of a major area of waste. So if you lose one glove, you then tend to throw the second one in the bin, so that's a waste, and then you have to go and buy new ones. So we thought that maybe if people sent us these gloves from around the UK or wherever, we could then wash them, pair them with another glove, not necessarily the same colour so it matches identically, but sort of a new aesthetic pair. Sew a label on, saying left and right, so that people say, "Oh, your gloves don't match." Go, "No, look, they're a pair."
That's brilliant.
And then sell them as Glove Love. So we're looking for partners to help us maybe stock these gloves or help us sell them.
That is brilliant.
It's absolutely nice.
I mean, you always see a glove, solitary glove, on the pavement or on the street. So if you see a lonely glove, send it to Green Thing so it can find Glove Love. I can imagine that was a good day in the office sitting around a table coming up with that.
First one is, no, you're completely crazy.
I can imagine lots of people laughing about Glove Love for a number of hours. So Green Thing, the website is greenthing.co.uk?
Do the Green Thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can find us on Twitter, Do the Green Thing. We've got Facebook pages. You know, all the usual suspects. YouTube, Vimeo, Spotify. We have adverts on, so we're all over the place.
Yeah. Okay, so Spotify give you those for free? Or
Spotify, great. Yeah, they're really kind and they give us free advertising on their site. So yeah, it's really good actually. It helps us enormously.
So where next after Glove Love? I mean, that's a great little project in its own right. Do you want to do a series of these things?
Or? Well, we need something for the summer because gloves aren't our summer thing. So we're working on something with T-shirts. So
I'm glad you said T-shirts. I thought you were going to say Speedos. I mean, like, that'd just be weird. I wouldn't want to clean any of them.
No,
nothing
maybe
to do
not. So kind of watch this space, really. We'll have something coming out in a couple of months' time.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, Green Thing, dothegreenthing.com. Check it out. They've got this incredible character. I don't know who designed it or drawn it, but it's got like eyes and mouths. And definitely go and check out the videos because they're the most creative things that I've seen out of the UK, out of London, to cover the environmental stuff. And I think they're fantastic. So all the best with everything else.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.